Alhamdulillah, our Hazrat has asked us to give a report of the work, and it's much easier if you're doing some work to give a report. So may Allah Ta'ala forgive us for our weak efforts. But Alhamdulillah, for many years prior to COVID, under Hazrat's instructions, we had started a majlis on Thursday evenings, and we were running it from home mainly due to the fact that this concept of Islah is very new. Although we take it for granted that it is something that has become known now in a place like South Africa, in Australia it is still something very new. So many masjids are hesitant to have these type of programs in their masjids, etc. So we're running it from home, alhamdulillah. But just before COVID, we actually found a place, a musalla, which we can work from. So post-COVID, alhamdulillah, we moved to that musalla, and the majlis also moved to that musalla. And during COVID, there was much fikr from the brothers and sisters that listened to the majlis, that how can it continue? Australia was very strict, unfortunately, extremely strict with the protocols of COVID. So we were very restricted. So somebody gave the opinion that maybe we should just do something online. So we started doing the majlis over Mixlr, which is an online platform. And from that, actually, what happened was, it was just meant for the people in our area, in Perth. But somehow the other people all the way in Sydney and Melbourne, they also started listening. So now we actually have more listeners online than we have physically in the majlis. So maybe that's one good that came out of that situation. So we have it on Thursday night. We alternate in the first 5 minutes. The books that are read here in Ramadan, the Adabul Ma'asharat, the books on Aqidah, and the spiritual remedies to spiritual maladies, we read this for the first 5 minutes or so. So that way, every few months, we are actually completing that kitab. Just before coming, we completed the kitab on Aqidah. And then for the rest of the time, we read from Hazrat's books and teachings, and then we finish with Dhikrullah. Alhamdulillah, after COVID, like with anything, it was difficult to get people to come back, because everyone came out of the habit of coming to the masjid. But alhamdulillah, the attendance has been good and consistent, alhamdulillah, and people are taking benefit. One of the other things that we started was the maktab. And again, in Australia, we are dealing with second generation Muslims. First generation of Muslims in Australia had no dini tarbiyat whatsoever. So that generation was somewhat lost. In fact, in Australia we have the original Afghan cameliers that came. So we have camels in Australia. Australia never doesn't have camels, it has kangaroos. But the camels were bought by the Afghans. But unfortunately, if you go to the graveyards, they came more than 100 years ago, their names, even on the gravestones, had changed from Muhammad to Steve. So that whole generation was more or less lost. Very few kept their iman. So alhamdulillah, through the insistence and the encouragement of Hazrat and the Mashaykh of South Africa in general, in Australia in the last 10 years has started the maktab education, which is in a constructive form. Alhamdulillah, in our musalla we started 5 years ago, so we're in our fifth year, alhamdulillah. And unlike South Africa, in a class you could have 10 students from 10 different countries. So you'll have Kurdish, Turkish, Lebanese, Pakistani, South African, a mixed bag. So if you don't need to go to the zoo, you can just come to our maktab. But alhamdulillah, that's also a challenge because it's something new. The parents are not willing to commit. The commitment is not there. Before coming, I was getting upset because some of the students were coming late, and some of the students coming one day and they're not coming another day. So I was about to send out a memo to the parents to tell them that, look, I'm not happy with this, and give them basically an ultimatum. You either make a commitment or don't come to maktab at all. That was my thinking. But I called my friend in Melbourne, Maulana Khalid, who has been doing the maktab education for much longer. And he told me that, listen, I had one mother, they came and told me, listen, I can bring my son on this such day, but on the other day he can't come because he has piano lessons. Then he said there was one mother who said, I can bring my daughter on such and such day, but on the other day I can't come because she herself had dancing lessons. So Maulana Khalid told me, if you're going to be strict, then you're going to lose everyone. So beggars can't be choosers. So I didn't make any announcement, but that's the maktab situation. Alhamdulillah, we're in our fifth year. So inshallah, in 5 years' time, it will be the first time that a generation of young Muslims have gone through the maktab system. There's one boy, mashallah, his father's also connected to Hazrat. He is only 6 years old, he's memorized six juz. He comes to the maktab, and then every morning his father drops him home to do his door. He's learning two pages a day. So there's much potential. Allah Ta'ala, we ask your du'as that Allah Ta'ala increases, inshallah. And one other thing that we started was, we had fikr for that generation that had no tarbiyat whatsoever. So what we started was, on Saturdays, the equivalent of an adult maktab. We didn't call it a maktab, because in the psyche of an adult, they'll say, why must I go to maktab? So we called it the weekend adult academy. So they also feel very good, we're going to an academy. But actually it's just a maktab. So they come, and what we do is from 9:30 in the morning until 12 o'clock. And we have three core subjects. So in the morning, the first subject is Quran. This is for anyone, if they're learning Alif Ba'ta, but we do have advanced as well for Tajweed, etc. The second period is, we do the Arba'een of Imam Nawawi, Rahimullah. And it is in that lesson where we are then able to pass on some of the things we learn here in the Khanqah without them even knowing. Right? Because some people, if you tell them come to Majlis, Zikr Majlis, they'll say, what is all of this? So, Alhamdulillah, they are coming. Before coming, we'd reached we started 2 years ago. We reached the 38th hadith of the Arba'een of Imam Nawawi, alhamdulillah. So when we go back, with Allah's tawfiq, we'll finish it for the first time, the whole kitab. And many adults have been coming from the beginning. And so therefore, we're able to give them, like I liken it to giving a child medicine. A child doesn't like to take bitter medicine, so sometimes we put it in juice, and they think they're drinking juice, but the medicine is also coming. So these adults think they're coming to academy and they feel very good about themselves. But alhamdulillah, the medicine of Islam is also being put without them even knowing it. So alhamdulillah, we found much benefit. Those that attend, their ages range from the age of 17 up to 60. So we have adults in their 50s, in their 40s, husband and wives. Alhamdulillah, we have make arrangements for parda. Husband and wives come together, and every Saturday they come and learn, and many people have given us the feedback that it has been life-changing, that they said our whole lives, our salat was incorrect, our Quran was incorrect, our understanding of deen was incorrect, but alhamdulillah, by coming to these classes, they have found immense benefit, and I strongly believe that this is from the du'as of our Hazrat, and we ask you all to make du'a for us also, that Allah Ta'ala takes us from strength to strength, inshallah.